Everybody being here today, God bless you. Thank the Lord for the rain this morning, and I thank the Lord for His grace. I know it's kind of getting a little bit dry, seem like. Somebody said one time, you think it's going to rain? They said, well, it always has. Amen. But God has a way of turning things around. Amen. Glad to see Ricky here this morning, and everybody calls him a different name, but I'm going to say Bob today. Glad to have him here today with us. Amen. And appreciate him coming to church. And everybody else in church, God bless you for being here. Glad to see Derek here this morning. Been praying for him. Amen. And thank God for His goodness to us. Amen. They mentioned about me going to Croatia. That's in Yugoslavia. That's right next to, I think it's Virginia, or West Virginia, right there, close to right there, I think. No, not quite. It's all the way over on the other side of the pond. And several months ago, of course, trips like this, it takes several months to plan, but several months ago, Brother Moore, Harvey Moore, most of y'all know him, he called me and asked me to go to Croatia, and I told Sister Bethany, I told him, I said, well, I don't, you know that I can. He said, I'd like for you to pray about it, because I felt like you should come. They've got camp meetings and youth camps and different things, and this is a young adult camp that they're having. And so it'll start on November the 1st and 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and then I'll return on the 7th and get back over here the 8th. And so I was just about to call him and tell him I couldn't come. I thought, you know, and Sister Bethany said, you told him you'd pray about it. So I felt like, you know, I went in and got to praying about it. And I was supposed to go to Mexico, the church that we had helped build, and I'd been there before. It was time to go down there. We was going to dedicate the church. And so we was kind of getting that trip together. And so I went to prayer, and I felt like the Lord dealt with me not to go to Mexico. You know, and to go to Croatia. And so I called him and said, I don't know how or what, but I feel like going, so let's get it planned up. And so the time has finally come, and that was back in July, and we was supposed to go to Mexico like a couple weeks. And so I called Brother Benner and Brother Landers and said, you know, I don't feel like I should go to Mexico because I'm going to Croatia end of the year. And they were so disappointed in different things. And I said, well, all I can tell you is that's the way I feel. Well, end up that trip got canceled anyways, completely. None of them was able to go. The whole thing got canceled. And so God knew all about it. And so I thank the Lord. I want to trust Him more and more every day. But I fly out Monday morning on October the 30th. And I fly out of Washington, D.C., and I will land over there on Tuesday evening. So I don't think it'll be Tuesday evening here, but I know that I go to Paris and go to Budapest. And so there's a lot of jumping around there. We got a lot of flights and different things. Sister Bethany's brother Nathan is going with me, so I need extra prayer in that area also. And then Sister Bethany's going to stay there in Virginia, Lord willing. We'll drive up. She'll just stay there and then. And then when I fly back, we'll drive back. Should be back down here like November the 10th or something like that. So y'all be in prayer for us, okay? I appreciate you. Amen. Let's go to Proverbs chapter number 28 and read verse 13. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse number 13. Also got an invitation while we're talking about this. Some of y'all might remember, what's that family's name, Sister Bethany? Well, I shouldn't have tried to say it. I would have remembered it. Anyways, they're working in an orphanage in Romania. And so when I fly into Budapest, I'll be just a couple hours from them. So it looks like we may be able to go and visit that orphanage and maybe help them. What's their name? What? Van Horn family. Yeah, they've been here a couple times. They're in Romania. So pray that if that's the Lord's will, that'll all work out. Proverbs 28, verse number 13, very familiar scripture. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. I want to preach this morning on mercy. Hallelujah. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for mercy. Hallelujah. Before you're seated, they tell the story about Napoleon. amen, that there was a young man in his army that had committed an offense a couple times. And he was going to be killed. His mother heard about the child, and she came to the child. Napoleon was there, and she said she was pleading for his life. And Napoleon answered her and said, he has committed this offense, whether it was something on the duty, abandoned his post or something. He's committed it multiple times, and we know for a fact he's done it. And she said, I know, sir, amen, that he's done it. She said, and Napoleon answered her and said, he does it. She said, but I plead for mercy, not justice. I plead for mercy. And he said, but he doesn't deserve it. Napoleon answered her, but he doesn't deserve it. And her answer was, if he deserved it, it wouldn't be mercy. And Napoleon, it caught him. And he said, you're right, and I will have mercy. Hallelujah. If we deserved it, it wouldn't be mercy. If we deserve it, say, I don't deserve the mercy of God today. Our family or loved one, they don't deserve the mercy of God. Well, if we deserved it, it wouldn't be called mercy. Because that's what mercy is. It's the passing of the penalty. Praise God. Would you lift your hand this way and ask the Lord to help us? Lord, help us to preach about mercy this morning. God, I thank you for your mercy. God, we all need mercy. We cry out for mercy for our land, for our families, for our souls this morning, God. We know, God, that you're a merciful God, that you care for us more than we could ever imagine. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. We love you for it today in Jesus' name. Amen. Mercy. Hallelujah. Thank God for mercy. Praise the Lord. The scripture here says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. You see, concealment, to hide it, is the natural thing of mankind. We want to hide it. Achan hid it. He sinned against God and he hid it. Amen. David sinned against God with Bathsheba and he tried to hide it. He tried to cover it up. He tried to conceal it. Amen. Adam and Eve, our forefathers. Amen. The first parents, our first parents. What did they do? The Bible says that they hid themselves among the trees in the garden. They heard the voice of God walking in the cool of the day. Amen. And the Bible says that they hid themselves, amen, among the trees. God said unto Adam, Adam, where art thou? Oh, where art thou? Oh, God. God knew where he was. God knows all things. God knows where we are. But he wants us to know, where are we at? Where are you? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. He said, I heard thy voice and I was afraid and hid myself because I was naked. And God said, who told you that you was naked? You know the story there in Genesis chapter 3. And the Bible tells us, amen, that man goes on. Hallelujah. And they was wicked in the sight of God. And that God said, I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to destroy mankind. I'm going to destroy them. They're wicked. The Bible said it repented the Lord that he had made man. Amen. He was sorry that he had made man. God's heart was sorry that he had made man, because the imagination in the heart of man was only evil continually. And the Bible says, but Noah, hallelujah, found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. And God spared man through Noah. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace. Thank him. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve pardon. We don't deserve it. Amen. We don't deserve the grace of God. Judgment demands, amen, that we, hallelujah, be judged by a righteous God for our deeds that we have done. Amen. But mercy, glory to God, steps in. Thank God we serve a compassionate God. His heart is so compassionate. His heart is so loving. His heart is so compassionate and so full of grace to us. Amen. He cares so much for us. Praise the Lord. Shall have mercy. Covering his sins will not do any good. Amen. Man tries to cover his sins. We try to conceal it. But it's a whole lot better to rest on the mercy of God. Rest on the mercy of God. I think about David. David was a man after God's own heart. He was not a man without fault or failure or sin in his life. Amen. But he was a man who trusted God. And the Bible says that, you know, we know the sin of Bathsheba. And we also know the sin, amen, where he numbered the people. He numbered them and God was not pleased. Now I often think about this. Amen. Thinking about the mercy of God. God said, I'm going to give you three choices. Now I may not get them all right, but I know one of them was, amen, a pestilence in the land. I know another one. God said, I'll let you run from your enemies for 3 months. And he said, or, and there was another one there. And David's answer was this, because he had to choose. He said, I'm at great strait. I don't know what to choose. David had sinned and he had to choose on the punishment. And David answered these words. He said, don't let me fall into the hand of man. He said, but let me fall into the hand of God, because God's mercy is great. Hallelujah. You know, man would have judged us. Praise God. Man would have knocked us out. Let's just look at this scripture here. This is a simple scripture. My heart is stirred this morning. I thank God for His mercy. We all need His mercy. And my heart is stirred. But let's just look at this. Confession of sin. Amen. The Bible says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth. Amen. Confessing our sin before God. The Bible tells us in 1 John, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Nobody's here without sin, amen, in our life. I don't believe that we have to sin, amen, but God, amen, has given us mercy. Praise the Lord. And confessing sin, you know, sometimes we want to just hide it and pass on just like it's nothing, but it's God's will that we confess it. It's a part of repentance. Amen. And I believe this is confession and repentance, because repentance, the definition of repentance is really forsaking it. And we'll get into that in a minute. But confessing. And I've told this lately, and I may have told it here. Maybe everybody here has heard it. And it doesn't matter. I just want to tell you something that happened to me. But when I was a teenager, amen, I was working for a man there in Ida Bell where I was raised, and he was the mayor of town. And he was a, you know, very wealthy man. We was mowing his yard. And for some reason, when I was a young boy, he had a little antique iron there, and I picked up that iron and I took it home. I don't know what I did with it. I don't know what happened to it. But I took it home. I took that iron home. I took it, you know, and I stole it. I stole an iron from that man. Oh, it's in his yard. Of course, years go by, you know, I'm pastoring here at this church right here. We was already in the new church, I know, and I began to pray. Some of y'all have heard me tell this story, and God began to bring that iron up to me. That iron would come to my mind. Every time I prayed, I'd see that iron. When I'd preach, I'd see that iron. I'd think, hey man, I said, Lord, I don't even know how to get a hold to this man. I don't even know if he's still alive. But I mean, God got to putting pressure on me, you know, about that iron. I finally looked up his address, and you know, you can find things out about people, and I found out that he still lived there in Country Club. So I went up there, drove one day, one morning I left and went up there, and just drove into the town. I couldn't find the house, the street, and I thought, well, this is the Lord helping me, you know, I've tried the best I could, but I thought, you know, this is it right here. And so I went up, knocked on the door, and said, no, it's over there. And so I finally got to the right house. Knocked on that door, and this lady come. I knew her. Her name was Mary. I said, Mary, I'm Sam Snow, man. You talking about embarrassing. I mean, humiliating to me. I was, you know, I said, I pastor and preach now. I'm Philip Snow's son. Oh, yeah, I know. You know, how you doing? All I said, I started crying. I said, Mary, I'm here to apologize to you. When I was a young boy, I stole an iron from you and from James, and said, I come to make it right. I come to pay for it. I don't know where it's at, or I'd bring it back to you. And of course she started, oh, don't worry about it. Don't, no. I said, no, I'm here. I want you. She said, I forgive you. She was a crying. I was crying. I said, well, if you'll forgive me, I'm just fine with it. I'm okay with it. And I said, what about James? She said, oh, you know, he's on hospice. He's, you know, here in the house. And so I went in the house and I said, I'd like to talk to James. Went in there. He's laying there in the hospice bed. And I've told this story several times. And I was telling it up there when I was preaching for my brother-in-law, and there was some friends. I didn't even know they was good friends with James Mills. I didn't know, but they had been going to his house. And come to find out, he had been in the nursing home for a year or two, and he was getting real close to dying. And he said, "I want to die at home. I don't want to die here." And so they said he was only at home about a week and a half before he died. So somehow that time period was like a week and a half period right there somewhere, amen, that I went up there, that iron. It was from after he got out of the nursing home and went home on hospice, and he died with, they said about 7, 8, 10 days he was there. Anyways, I walked in that room and I said, "James," you know, I told him, and of course he was alert and knew me all. I said, "I stole an iron from you." I started crying and told him, began to confess that sin. And you know, I was just getting rid of it. Amen. You got to get rid of your sin. Hallelujah. It ain't worth going to hell over an old iron. You know, I was embarrassed, humiliated. And he began to cry, and we began to pray. And he told me he forgave me and all of that. And I knelt down there by his bed and began to pray and cry. And I believe he got saved. Thank the Lord. I believe he gave his heart to the Lord. He began to confess and say, "Lord," I was thinking about confession. Amen. And I was thinking about, you know, that man began to confess his sins there to God on his dying bed. He began to confess and say, "God, forgive me. I've stole a lot more than an iron. Lord, I've done people wrong. Lord, I've sinned. Lord, I've done wrong in my life. Lord, would you forgive me?" Amen. I felt the Holy Ghost come in there that day. I felt the Spirit of God come in there. Hallelujah. Come to find out, his mom was a holiness lady that went to my mom and dad's church. Amen. Was an old Pentecostal lady that used to praise God and shout and pray for him. Amen. And when I told that story in Oklahoma, amen, these people over here, they got to weeping and praising God. Amen. And shouting. They said, "My God, we didn't know that. We didn't know if he got saved or not." Hallelujah. But you know what? Confess your sins before God. The Bible said if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Now listen, here I am pastoring a church. Amen. My dad's got a good name there in that town. Amen. It would have been a whole lot easier for me to say, "Just forget it." Amen. It'd be a whole lot easier for me to say, "You know what? I ask God to forgive me. It's just fine." But you know, I'd hate to stand before God and the Lord say, "What about that old iron you stole?" Amen. You mean God would require it? Well, he was requiring it out of my heart. We got to make things right, church. Amen. We got to get things right with God. It's not worth going to hell over. Amen. The Bible said if we confess, we'll have mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. The prodigal son was in the pig pen. He was down. He was in the pig pen, church. Amen. Things was not going good for him. And he said, "I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto my father, Father, I have sinned in thy sight and in the sight of heaven." Hallelujah. "And am no more worthy to be called thy son." Hallelujah. When we confess our sins, church, amen, it ain't always the easiest thing. It ain't always the funnest thing. Amen. But it sure is good to have that mercy of God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Somebody said, "Well, why do I got to confess my sins? God already knows them anyways. I can't explain it." Amen. But the Bible says confess your sins. You're not confessing them to me. No, you don't have to confess nothing. I don't have the power, amen, to forgive. And I know, amen, that there's religious people, you know, confess to the preacher, confess to the priest or something like that. And that's fine. Amen. If God deals you that way. But, amen, there ain't no preacher, no priest, or no pope got the power to wash sins away. But God Almighty has the power to wash sins away. Amen. And the Bible said, "Whoso confesseth shall have mercy." Hallelujah. I want the mercy of God in my life. Amen. And God's mercy is real. Hallelujah. And it's alive today. They wrote a song. Of course, so many songs have been written about mercy. Said, "Mercy walked in." Hallelujah. "And pleaded my case." Glory to God. Psalms 41:3 said, "I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee." Praise God, church. The way to get mercy is not covering it. The way to get mercy, amen, is not hiding it. The way to get mercy is confessing it before God. Bringing it before God and say, Lord, I've sinned. Listen to this scripture. Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul. Glory to God. We serve a God that has healing for the soul. God has healing for every sin. Amen. God has forgiveness for every sin. For I have sinned against thee. Of course, we could go through Psalms 51 where David is confessing his sins before God. Amen. But one of the verses, verse 3 says, for I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. I confess it. I acknowledge it. You know, the devil will try to get you to hide it. He'll lie to you and say, nobody knows. Nobody knows, nobody sees. You might as well just hide it. Listen, friend, amen, the mercy of God is so wonderful. Hallelujah. The mercy of God is so great. The mercy of God is so real. God will have mercy on His people. God will have mercy, amen, upon us. Praise the Lord. In 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 13, David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Nathan the prophet told him that story about that sheep. Amen. After he had sinned with Bathsheba, committed adultery, he had tried to cover it up with murder. He had killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword of the Ammonites. Amen. He had lied. He had thought everything was just fine. Nathan the prophet came and said, amen, no, God saw what you did, amen, and you're the man. Hallelujah. You know what? David had the power to kill Nathan. He was the king. He could have killed him right there. He was the king of Israel. He could have said, you're not going to put your finger in my face. Amen. You're not going to talk about me like that. You're not going to tell nobody. Praise God. Now I know sometimes human nature is when somebody gets something on us for us to find something on them. Come on, church. I know it's quiet in here this morning. But the Lord knows who he's speaking to. Hallelujah. But David didn't say that. Amen. David said, I have sinned before the Lord. I've sinned before the Lord. I can see that shepherd. Amen. I can see David. I know he's been lifted up, but all of a sudden he realizes his heart. Amen. And he confesses his sin. And the Bible said, Nathan, the prophet, Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Glory to God. The Bible tells us that God delights in mercy. Hallelujah. He loves to have mercy on his people. Amen. That's why Jonah knew God. Jonah knew what God would do. Amen. And God said, go to Nineveh and preach. Amen. I don't know why he didn't want to go. Commentators and Bible scholars say, amen, because they had war with Israel, or maybe they had killed some of his family or done something and he had a grudge against those Ninevites. But Jonah said it himself. He said, God, the reason I didn't want to come preach to these people is because I knew you was a merciful God and I wanted you to judge them. Hallelujah. God said, Jonah, you had pity on this gourd. You had pity, you know, on this, because Jonah was out there and the sun was hot on him. He was sitting out there going to watch and see what happened to the Ninevites. Y'all know the story. Amen. And God let a gourd, a shade, come up over him on this little booth that he had built. Amen. And it was soft. Amen. It was a shade and the wind and the heat calmed down. Amen. But the next day, God sent a worm to that gourd. Amen. And it ate. And Jonah, in his heart, had pity for that vine. He had pity for it. He thought, man, I wish I could have stopped that worm. I wish I could have, amen, had saved this gourd. And God said, Jonah, I got to ask you a question. Said, you had pity on that vine. Hallelujah. How many of you have flowers or plants? Amen. You want to keep them alive and you want all this. Amen. He said, you had pity on that vine. Said, look at all of that city. Amen. Look at all of those people. Hallelujah. He said, look at all the cattle that's out there. Amen. I would have destroyed it all if they wouldn't have repented. Amen. You talking about repentance now. The Ninevites repented. Not only did they fast, but their animals fasted. Amen. Now, I fasted before, but I never made the dogs fast. Hallelujah. I mean, they wouldn't even feed the cows. The king, amen, the king wouldn't even let them feed the animals. Everybody fasted. They went in sackcloth and ashes. Amen. The Bible said, whoso confesseth and forsaketh them. Let's look at this, forsaketh them. I may not preach long this morning, church. Amen. I hope the Lord will speak to our hearts. Amen. Forsaking sin. Forsaking, turning our back on it. We got to turn our back on it, church. Hallelujah. You got to turn your back on sin. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 55, seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Glory to God. Let the wicked forsake his way. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 54, for a small moment have I forsaken thee. Amen. But with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee. I'm preaching on mercy this morning. Can somebody say mercy? That's what we all need. That's what we all, amen, can have from God. It's a free gift from God. Hallelujah. They told the story. Amen. God's already did the job. We've just got to accept it. They told the story about Queen Victoria. Amen. That she was big into festivals. And in the 1800s in England, she was big into festivals. She loved festivals. Well, she's got this deal where it was the year of Jubilee. And she even made some coins, the year of Jubilee. I think they're great collectors or something like that. Great collecting items or something, but you know, worth a lot of money from England. But Queen Victoria got to where she would pardon people, and she would pardon them, and just on these jubilees and these festivals, something would come to her mind, she would let a bunch of prisoners go. No, no, no. Well, one time at this festival, amen, she something about the Navy had been brought up to her, amen, in the Army, and they had several ones that they was correcting in the military, and the British military, and Queen Victoria, she decided, let all of them go free. Amen. Every one of them are pardoned. Everyone in the military, amen, the Navy or the Army that has any offense against them, they're automatically pardoned. She told, he made this great proclamation. I think it was even right there at Buckingham Palace. Amen. Way back then. Now, I'm sure they've changed some of it by now. Amen. But they said that they had to come to the palace to receive their pardon. Amen. An old preacher in England, amen, picked that up and told about it. He said, I remember standing out there and watching them. Amen. Those men had been set out of their prison cells or, amen, wherever they was home, and said they was filing down to the palace. Amen. To receive their pardon. He said, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, you know, they're already pardoned. Amen. They're already pardoned. They've just got to go get it. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, the blood of Jesus has already been shed. You just got to get up and go get it. Hallelujah. Amen. Christ doesn't have to die on the cross this morning. He's already signed our pardon. We've just got to go get it. We've got to forsake our sin. The mercy of God is still real. He said, a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. You may have been through things in your life. You may have been through things in your family. You may have been through things in your finances or however it is. Amen. God said, I forsook you for a moment. Amen. But with great mercies will I gather thee. Hallelujah. He said, this is as the waters of Noah. Hallelujah, church. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Just like the waters of Noah. He said, I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth. So have I sworn that I would not be wrath nor rebuke thee. You know what that is? That's the rainbow. Amen. When God, amen, let the flood come. Y'all know the story. Hallelujah. I'm about to feel like preaching this morning. I wasn't feeling like preaching when I first started, but I'm starting to feel like preaching now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Noah built that altar. Amen. And sacrificed. And the Bible said that the Lord smelled that sweet smell. And God said, I'm never going to let flood cover the whole earth again. Y'all know it. Amen and hallelujah. He said, Noah, I'm never going to let it flood on the earth again. The whole earth will never see flood again. Amen. And that
That's all he had to say. Church, that's all he had to say. And the world would have never flooded again. But God said, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Noah and his family, they need a little assurance. Glory to God. Can you imagine the next time? Because see, before, amen, Noah was over 500 years old and it had never thundered or rained. God sent a mist up from the earth and watered the earth. It had never thundered and rained. The clouds never done like they do now. Amen. Before the flood, God changed it at the flood. You can find that in the book of Genesis. But the Bible tells us that God said, I'm going to send a rainbow in the cloud. Can you imagine? Amen, Noah. Praise God and his boys. Amen. Been about a month or something, you know, dried up just like it did around here. Last night that thunder started coming and man, we had a bunch of kids in the bed all of a sudden. I mean, Sister Bethany said, man, what are we going to do? It was a thundering and joking over here, you know, bolts of lightning going and man, here come the children into the bed climbing up on us. Amen. But can you imagine Noah and his grandkids? It had never thundered before the flood. That first morning, here come this cloud up. What's that? What's that? Amen. Noah's wife said, what's that? Amen. That's a cloud. Oh, we better get back in the ark. Oh, we better get back in the ark. It's going to rain again. Amen. Noah's sons grabbed their wives. Let's go back to the ark. Then somebody, I don't know who it was, saw the rainbow. Hallelujah. And said, wait just a minute. Look right there. Look above the cloud for just a second. Glory to God. Church, we go through trials. We go through tests. And the devil says, this is it. This is just like it was before. You might as well give up. Come on, church. Amen. You might as well throw in the towel. But just for a moment, look above the cloud. Hallelujah. And see that rainbow in the cloud. You know what I'm telling you? God's saying, this ain't the same. This is just a little shower. Woo! This is just a little storm. Hallelujah. This ain't it. You're not going under. Hallelujah. This is just a little storm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Was it Friday? We was getting ready to go to youth rally. Amen. I took a picture on my phone. I've already sent it around to some. I meant to send it to everybody. Hallelujah. But I pulled up and there was a rainbow. Did anybody see that rainbow on Friday? Raise your hand if you saw that rainbow. Woo! Hallelujah! Thank God, I claimed it. Glory to God. You know what I did? I ran out in this parking lot and I got that rainbow coming just right up out of the peak of the church. Thank God. Hallelujah. And I took my phone and I snapped them pictures. Amen. Just like it's coming right out of the church and right out there in the parking lot before I took those children to youth rally, Brother Wayne. Amen. I threw my hand up and I said, I claim it in Jesus' name. There's a rainbow for Old Path. Woo! Hallelujah! There's a rainbow for every family in this church, I said. I said, there's a rainbow for every individual in this church. Amen. You know what the rainbow is? God said, just like, hallelujah, the waters of Noah, I have sworn that I would not be wrath with thee nor rebuke thee. Woo! For the mountains shall depart, the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy. Somebody say mercy. I'm preaching about mercy this morning. Glory to God. God's going to have mercy on somebody. Woo! I said God's going to have mercy on somebody. No, we don't deserve it. But just like that lady told Napoleon, if we deserved it, it wouldn't be mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I said if we deserved it, it wouldn't be mercy. Forsake our sin. Whoso forsaketh his sin. I have a feeling in my soul this morning that there's people sitting on this pew that is tired of sinning. Can I get a witness? Amen. Hallelujah. They're tired of it. I felt like the Holy Ghost is dealing with me. Amen. That there's people in this area, church, that they're tired of sinning. And it might just be your son. It might just be your children. It might just be your family. Can I get a witness today? Amen. They're tired of sinning. Glory to God. The Bible said, whoso confesseth and forsaketh him shall. Hallelujah. Does that sound like that's iffy? Is iffy even a word? Hallelujah. Y'all should hear me preaching with them interpreters. You know those guys? I was thinking about that preaching this morning. I go over and preach in African. They learn English, but they learn it from a book, you know. And they don't have words like iffy. And, you know, doodaddle. And, you know, the You know, just different words like that. It seems like I can think of this one word. This interpreter stopped and said, oh, wishy-washy. I was preaching about being solid in the Lord. Everybody knows what wishy-washy is, right? Amen. I said, God doesn't want you to be wishy-washy. And I was a preacher. He just stopped. He said, what is wishy-washy? Hallelujah. But iffy. I don't know if iffy's in a word or if he's in a word, but it is in mine. Amen. The Bible says, whoso confesseth and forsaketh, shall! Woo! Shall have mercy! Amen. God's gonna give mercy! Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that song says he'll bankrupt heaven to meet my need. Glory to God. Amen. I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I got more than my share. I'll be moving to a mansion just over in glory. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm a rightful heir. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. I'm preaching on mercy this morning. Mercy. Hallelujah. They don't deserve it, the devil says. The devil standing in the corner of the courtroom, they don't deserve it. The judge knows they don't deserve it. But our lawyer, hallelujah, our propitiation, which means our go-between, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, amen, says, I paid the price. The price has already been paid. Amen. There was an old African missionary, amen, come up on this tribal meeting. And there was a young man that they was going to kill because of something he had done. And the white man, the missionary, was out here in this jungle part of Africa. And he begins to plead with the chief, have mercy upon him. Have mercy on him. He said, I can't have mercy on him. I must have justice. He said, why? He said, I'll pay you for him. I will buy him from you. As a slave, to let him go free. I will pay you full price for this man. He said, this crime or this offense he's done, this thing he's done, demands blood to be shed. He commanded them to pull the arrow and shoot the arrow into the man's heart. As he did, the missionary, just in his subconsciousness, leaped towards him. And when he did, the arrow stuck in his arm. Amen. Stuck in the missionary's arm, and blood began to come. He had a white shirt on, blood just ran all down. They was all standing there looking, and the arrow's in his arm. And the missionary says, blood has been shed. May he go free. The chief said, he may go free. Hallelujah. I want you to know the devil is shooting his arrows at us. But the Savior, the Son of God, the missionary, the shepherd, the King of Kings, is leaping in front of your judgment. Hallelujah. And blood has been shed. Blood has been shed. And so God will have mercy. Hallelujah. Sister Bethany, come on, sing for us this morning. I'm talking about the mercy of God. Church, this Bible last night, I didn't have to choose scriptures to use. I had to choose scriptures not to use. Because this Bible is so full of stories where God had mercy. It's so full of scriptures and references where God says He's a merciful God. And He's so great. Amen. And my sheet of paper is full of scriptures this morning. And I didn't read them all and I'm done preaching. Amen. But I thank God for His mercy. Amen. That story goes on to say that young man said, amen, I will serve you. I will serve you. You may have not paid for me, but you saved my life. I will serve you. The missionary said, son, amen, you are free to go. You are free to go. You are free to go. Hallelujah. I want to be your servant, he says. He says, you're free to go. God. I love you, Jesus. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is my mercy toward them that fear me. As far as the east is from the west, saith the Lord, so far will I remove your transgressions from you, saith God. Like a father pitieth his children, saith the Lord, so I will pity you, saith God. Hallelujah. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, saith the Lord God this morning. Listen, I'm going to tell you how I feel, church. I feel like somebody's here and the devil said, you don't deserve it. If you deserve it, it wouldn't be mercy. If we deserved it, it wouldn't be mercy. There's a rainbow for you. Hallelujah. There's a rainbow for us this morning. Mercy. Mercy, the mercy of God. Thank you, Jesus. Stand together with me this morning while every head's bowed and every eye closed. No one looking around. I wouldn't want to embarrass you for nothing. Sam, I'm struggling. I need prayer. I'm struggling. I need you to pray for me. Would you lift your hand? Yes, sir. I see your hand. Yes, sir. I see your hand. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I see it. God bless you. Hallelujah. God loves you today. He's a merciful God. Brother Sam, pray for me. I'm struggling with things in my life, and I want God to help me. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. God sees your hand. Lead it back. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes. God.
Oh, I'm not asking for justice. I'm asking for
mercy. That covers.
I'm not asking for justice. I'm asking for mercy. You're a merciful God. Pardon the Lord. Pardon us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
God, saving grace.
God wants to save somebody here today, friend. I can't save you, but God's awake. He wants to save your soul. He wants to save your soul today. God's dealing with you. Hallelujah. He wants to save your soul this morning. There's salvation at this altar this morning. There's salvation at this altar. Confess your sin. Confess your sin. I'd like to pray with you this morning. I want you to come. I want you to come. I want you to come down here to the front and pray. I'd like to pray with you, sinner. Confess your sins. You got something to do. I want you to come. Hallelujah.
I feel
like for you to step out before everybody else does. Come on. God's a dealing with you. God loves you, sir. He loves you. He cares about you. He cares about you this morning. Won't you come pray? Let Brother Sam pray for you this morning.
Pleading your case.
Oh, God.
He's called to.
Church, let's just tarry just a moment. Let's tarry just a moment. Would you pray with me that God would help somebody to come right now? God's a dealing with a woman. At least, if not more. Let's just pray. Just ask God in your heart. Lord, make peace. Why don't you come on? Hallelujah.
Why don't you come pray?
Oh, come confessing your sins to God. Why don't you come on? I'd like to pray with you this morning.
Oh, mercy.
Come on, pray with
me.
Come on, seek the Lord this morning. Confess your sins. You can have mercy. Hallelujah. You don't have to have justice. You can have mercy. Come on.
Blood was.
God's a dealing with you this morning. Hallelujah.
Cover my sin.
Amen. You lifted your hands, church. Amen. Come on. Listen, there's some already come. Come on. Let's get it. Amen. You want prayer this morning? Let's pray with the people. Come on with the church. Come on. God's a dealing with you. Come on with the church. Come on, pray. It's not going to hurt you. Amen. God will bless you. Mercy this morning. Don't hold back. Come on. Let's spend some time in prayer. That's it. Come on. Let's just pray. Hallelujah. Just pray a little while.